Hey, handsome. How are you doing?
I just saw you over here and you looked a little lonely, so I came over.
I really hate seeing a hot guy like you not having the best time possible, you know?
Normally, I'm supposed to say I'm not that kind of girl, or I don't mean to come on too strong, or even I never do this. But the truth is, I am totally this kind of girl. I love coming on strong, and I've done this a lot. Anyway, we need to get you to loosen up a bit. You've got a drink, and now you've got a hot girl to talk to, so we're on our way. Heck of a party, right? You have to love the girl-to-guy ratio, right? And they're all so fucking fine. You really lucked out into getting an invite, didn't you? By the way, how did you get an invite exactly? Well, I'm the hostess. I paid for everything here from the decorations to the very expensive beverage you're drinking. I don't exactly recall inviting you. Did you steal your invitation or are you just a gatecrasher?
Relax. I know it was sent to you anonymously. I sent it, after all. I'm just fucking with you.
I know you don't know me. Nothing to get worried about. The truth is, sometimes I see a guy I want and I figure out a way to get him. I have money and resources, and people owe me a lot of favors, so it's kind of a game for me. The game is called How Can I Lure the Man I Want to Come Be by My Side, and I win if you show up and flirt with me before I break down and flirt with you. I lost, by the way, in case you couldn't tell. I mean, I did know that you were looking at me all night. Maybe you were just afraid to approach me, but I think you would have built up the courage eventually. I just lost my patience when I saw those losers talking to you. Oh, trust me, those actresses aren't anything. I mean, they're hot, sure, and yeah, they're going to get some work with my help. But they're not talented or smart, and they've never learned any lessons they weren't forced to. You deserve better. I won't let you settle for less. I mean, look around the room. You've noticed girls that are much more your style here. I've counted 5 that I think would go home with you. And at least 1 does anal on the first date. I'm the girl at the party who does anal on the first date, by the way. Sadly, I don't have a lot of first dates anymore. Listen, though. Those girls are not on the menu tonight. They're forbidden to you. Tonight, you're mine. You might resist, but we both know you want me so fucking bad. I did my research, babe. I know a lot more about you than you would guess. I didn't even have to invade your privacy all that much. You like your girls like this, right? Tight black leather and showing as much skin as possible. Lots of makeup and a little edgy. I used a literal razor to do these wings, by the way. And that's nothing compared to my attitude. You can't help but watch me walk around, swinging my hips, laughing and confident and sexy as fuck. I've been posing just for you all night, refusing the clumsy advances of the idiots, being the center of attention, drawing your eye and your cock. I mean, I'm not even really faking it. I love dressing like this. I can feel everyone's depraved eyes crawling all over me. It was so delicious. And I do have a fucking attitude. I'm a bitch, except when I'm not. And the best way to make me not be a bitch is to fuck it out of me. Anyway, getting desired by everyone around me isn't that odd or even interesting to me. It's not even the point. It's just a side perk of making you want me. You're so cute when you're confused. You always have been. Oh, I do mean always, at least as far as you're concerned. So do you want to get to know me more, or do you want to move back to the off-brand bitches? Good choice. Go back in the corner. There's a little privacy there. I'll get us drinks to meet you back there.
Here. Yes, I know it's your favorite. Taste it.
Good, right? I think it might be the very best of its kind, but I'll leave that for you to decide.
Where were we?
Oh, right. We were getting to know each other. Now, normally I'd ask you a bunch of questions about you, but I already know everything. I don't answer a lot of questions about myself normally. I prefer an air of mystery. But tonight I'll make an exception. Ask me any question you want, and I will answer truthfully.
Oh, that's straightforward, but a good one. How do I know you?
I keep saying that I do after all, and I guarantee you have no memory of me.
I hope you like stories, because this one is yours, although you don't know it yet. Once upon a time, a wealthy man lost everything. There was a great famine. His wealth was gone. His wife and children were starving. He had to do something. So he called on me to help. A deal was made. I saved their lives. His family had plenty to eat and were wealthy for the rest of their days. In exchange, he gave me one of his descendants, mine to take whenever I wanted. Mind, body, and soul.
He ended up damned, of course, but that was by his choices, not anything that I did. In any case, I never claimed any children, or even his grandchildren, so he assumed, stupidly, that he got off scot-free.
I will admit that I did forget about the deal for some time. The plague years are all still kind of blurry. It was like one continuous end-of-the-world-grade party. And then there were wars and rumors of wars, and finally the whole shit show that was the 20th century. A productive girl like me never even had time to just breathe, you know? Finally, I just checked out. Too much bad shit going on all the time to keep up with, and I couldn't participate in all of it. FOMO is real, but I needed a vacation. I was going through some of my old contracts when I found your families. An uncollected debt is opportunity for tormenting an innocent soul and eventually claiming them. Maybe after driving them mad first. Basically a good time. Something I could take my time with. It could even take decades. And it has. I never expected things to go in this direction. But here we are.
Well, I mean, I started by stalking your family and planning.
Your idiot ancestor had a lot of descendants, and I went through all of them. Looking for sins and virtues and things I could get my hooks in. I considered whether someone deserved to have their soul taken or whether I wanted to go full evil and just take the most innocent child I could find. Both are valid expressions of my contract. In the end, though, I saw you. You were a good kid, you know. I mean, you were also bad, too. I liked that about you.
Sure, that sounds like everyone, but you had this weird balance about you. You can be selfish, but also very giving.
I'm not making a lot of sense, so you'll just have to trust me when I say it was confusing. There were a lot of small things you did that intrigued me more and more. These were not the things other people knew about you. These were things you did when you were alone.
Well, when you thought you were alone.
No need to talk about or admit to anything. This isn't about judgment or punishment. It's about honesty. I know your good deeds and your sins, and I have fallen for all of them. I've watched almost every time you've come in your adult life, and each time made me hornier for you. You're literally the best porn I've ever seen in my life. Who else can say that about you? Finally, I just had to introduce myself, so I invited you to this party.
Enough foreplay, though.
You seem properly freaked out.
Are you ready to fuck me yet?
Even now, you only half believe my claims, which is fine. I don't care if you think I'm just some crazy rando, as long as you finally give yourself to me.
On the other hand, I can't have you taking me for granted. You need to see all of me so you know the kind of catch I am. Do the girls you meet online usually have magnificent wings like mine? Or do their eyes burn with the balefires of hell itself? No, of course not. You might have read about things like me, but you've never fucked one before. I would know about it if you had. Oh, the other partygoers? I'm not concerned about witnesses seeing my true form. If anyone gets any good video of me, everyone will assume it's a fake. Most of the guests probably think this is just a really great sexy cosplay anyway. Or they're just staring at my tits. Too bad about my top, but whatever. You can touch my tits if you want, while I wrap my wings around you. They're so warm, right? Almost uncomfortably so. They could burn you to cinders if I wanted, but I don't. What I want right now is to fuck you. No strings attached. No, we're not going somewhere private. I'm fucking you here. No one cares. And if they do, they can watch. I own this place and, to be quite honest, most of the people in it. Just hold still while I get your cock out. So as long as you don't do anything stupid, we'll both be a lot happier. I've waited so long for this, you have no idea. Oh. You're smart and pretty, but the most important thing is you're mine. I don't care what you want right now. I will later. But right now, this is about me taking you. I am entitled to your cock, your heart, and everything else about you. I care about you so fucking much, it's disgusting. I could have just flown over you on these wings and taken you away to somewhere private to rape you all day and all night. I could have wrecked your life in such a way that you would end up begging for my help and I would have been oh so happy to provide it. I could have lied and tricked my way into your heart and gotten you to care about me, but that wasn't enough. My feelings are real, so I need yours to be too. Do you think I enjoy feeling like this? Listen, I'm not just some stupid little succubus who catches feelings for a guy after a couple of good times and some kind gestures. I've ruined entire families for generations. I've caused wars. I've corrupted good men so thoroughly that you couldn't even bear to listen to me to describe the vile things they've done. I spent so much time changing my form until it was just what you would want. I bought the food, the drinks, the lighting, even the girls just to please you. You are becoming an obsession with me. It's fucking irritating. I am a queen of hell, feared by the righteous and damned alike, and I fell in love with you. Sorry. I promised myself I wouldn't rant too much. It's just very frustrating to lose control over my emotions like that. I am typically the very definition of the manipulative bitch. I can even lie to myself convincingly when needed, but not with you. I was just going to be sexy and seduce you and fuck you and then slowly reveal the truth. This is what you do to me. You make me all flustered and clumsy. It feels good to love you. I never would have expected that. Of course, I don't expect you to love me back yet. But I do want you to fuck me tonight and keep an open mind. After you've been with me for a while, I'm certain you'll fall in love with me. I won't even lie to you all that much. I'll just be me, and you'll see my greatness and the wonderful and terrible things we can be and do together. I can give you children that any father would be proud of. Obedient and ruthless sons and daughters to rule the world. But we can't have any of those things yet, because you haven't come yet. Fucking do it, just fucking come. I won't beg you for it. I'll never beg you for anything. I'll take it from you, I'll ride it out of you, I'll hurt you if I have to, but only enough to make my point. So, just relax, and let your cock do what it wants. Breed me, you fucking slut. Fuck, I feel you. You're coming, you're coming. Fill me up so I'm dripping for weeks. Wow, that was embarrassingly loud. I didn't even want to come yet. I wanted to stay angry for a bit so I could be more rough with you later. It's just another reason for me to love you. You can make me come even when I don't want to. Good boy. We just have one more important thing to talk about today. So, well, I do want you to make your own decisions about exploring this relationship with me. I need you to understand that when I give someone my metaphorical heart and they break it, I end up holding their literal heart in my hand. Understood? Good. Get your things. We're leaving. The party has served its point. We're going back to my place. I'm going to keep you there for a few days and show you a proper good time. I have some surprises in store for you that I think you'll really like. I mean, I won't force you to go with me, but you and I both know you're going to do what I say, in and out of bed. Good boy. Now come along. We have some corruption to do.